Well, that took care of that recording, I guess. It's going to be really short. Hi, this is Jason Nemro, and I'm turning around, and I was off to Clovis, but now I'm not. She said she would call in early if things got fixed, and by golly, things got fixed. It's a funny world, who's to say. Anyway, so... Oh, it's back to the office again. Boy, I recently, it hasn't been too long since I put together DocuWiki and set it all up. I tried to put some blog software on there, and I'm never satisfied, you know. Unless you want to actually do a blog, you shouldn't use blog software. And I'm not a blogger. I did for a little while, but I know I've got issues about not being in control and worrying about issues and things like that. And I would much rather just have control over things. I know that's... probably counterproductive to a lot of things. DocuWiki already has some nice feed features, and once you get it configured okay, even in its base ability with just a few plugins, it works. It seems to be working really well for me. I've got everything. Everything pulled together, and I'm feeling really good about it. Transferred over most of the essays. I was amazed when I pulled what I considered the actual essays off of the blog. I didn't have that many compared to how many posts I had, and it just brings to light again to me that blogging kind of encourages smaller thinking. It really encourages fluff. It gets fluffy. And I'm not denigrating blogging at all for other people. It just doesn't fit with me. And when I did do kind of blogging, I think I kind of fell into the trap that the life autistic was falling into. The whole problem of, it started to get a little bit too J-E, you know, it started being a little bit too navel staring. I find myself getting less and less enamored of it. So, I just said, well, I don't need to do a blog anymore. And the nice thing is that with my, now that I've pretty much got the system tuned up quite a bit, I'm not saying I'm done tuning it up, but it seems to be in pretty good shape. Can now get down to writing, which is always, you know, first and foremost, what needs to be done, what I throw out there. And so, it's looking pretty good. I'm quite pleased with what I've come up with. You know, I'm not going to tune it up fantastically. This is yet another wiki that I kind of only use as a convenience publishing platform. You know, I don't use it as a wiki. Or they've already got the snowplow equipment ready here for the storm that's supposed to come sometime today. It looks, you know, it hasn't snowed all here yet. It looks perfectly fine. And, but the expectation is this thing's going to blow in sometime today. And so, we'll kind of see. We'll kind of see what happens. So, I'm feeling pretty good about that. I have full control over it, which is always what I want. You know, I don't want... Yeah, I almost started to get an impression sometimes. I don't think Google really gets into this particularly. But I think they have kind of a tendency to try and, you know, exercise a little bit of editorial control over things. Now, it was just an impression. I have no evidence that that really happened. I am behind these intensely slow vehicles. I guess they're... I imagine I'm going to be following them all day today as they try to get ready for a snow circumstance. But you know what's amazing? The gas prices are down below $3, which is always good. I find it very interesting because people like Barack Obama, when he was in his presidential campaign, you know, he was accused of kind of holding people a bit hostage. By saying, you know, we need green energy, and he was quite, and it even seemed to be that he was quite in favor of keeping gas prices almost a little artificially high to try to force through some of his green initiatives that wouldn't be able to happen otherwise. And it's interesting, what's people made big accusations that, you know, he was holding back, that he was interfering in things like oil production and the United States being taking care of its own oil issues. But all of a sudden after the election's over, things are starting, you know, things are starting to settle down that way, and the gas price might continue to fall. And because I think people are, you know, when they focus grouped it and stuff like that, it really became very obvious that people wanted us to be using our resource. That was the bigger issue than green energy, was to say that we wanted to be energy independent. That I guess polled more important than being green. And so I think that's kind of what they're doing, is they're starting to say, okay, we're just gonna, you know, we don't want the president to be accused of this kind of stuff anymore. It makes him look bad. It makes him look like he's a jerk. What's really interesting is on this issue, I think he really wants to be jerky. I think he really wants to do this stuff, and he would love to use what power he has to make this stuff come to pass, to make it happen. So I can just imagine that he's grinding his teeth a little bit because he, even though he won his election, he's still the president, he did win this particular war, and, you know, that's got to be a little grating to a guy that would very much like to say, you know, claim victory for all his ideas and start really implementing them. And he's, I think circumstances are going to curtail him. So, anyway, I'm just glad the gas prices are going down. That's just peachy keen, you know. Makes me happy. Although I just heard that our local utility is going to raise its rates on electricity, even though all of the inputs, you know. Most of our electricity around here is produced either by coal or by natural gas. The natural gas prices are quite low and getting lower because, you know what, America's got a crapper load of natural gas. It's got a ton of coal left, too. And frankly, you know, when people say, oh, you know, stuff is just more expensive to use, you go, you know what, it's not even beginning to be true. If anything, these things should be these prices should either be holding steady as these guys apparently try to increase their capacity, upgrade their infrastructure while the actual base materials that they need to produce electricity are rather cheap, you know. Or, if the infrastructure is adequate, we should be getting something of a windfall from it, you know. The price of electricity should be going down. Of course, the way the system's structured doesn't really allow for that kind of thing, you know. It's not, it's, you know, it's just not very, very conducive to it at all. You know, the whole system's set up for taking into account inflation. You know, oh, well, we have to raise rates. You know, we don't ever drop rates. Rates never drop. They always rise. So, well, so I don't think you'll ever be seeing cheaper electricity, you know. I just don't think that that's even on the table. Because I would be more along the lines of saying, hey, you know, you better think again, and you better have better justifications than normal for upping rates right now. You know, and you can't go, well, you know, it's the cost of coal. And, so, you know what, cost of coal is going to the floor. Cost of natural gas is going to the floor. You know, you guys need to, come to grips with that stuff. We're getting new opening up new avenues of resources all the time, and you know, that means this stuff just really isn't you know, it ends up being the disconnect between rhetoric, and you know, political rhetoric is ending up being used by nearly everybody to justify nearly everything. You know, it used to be easy. You could say, oh, we know that government often lies. We know that this stuff often happens. But now it's like, you know, everybody lies, and everybody says this and says that. It's become so amazing. I gotta go.